D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. Harbaugh watch is on. Diana Russini of The Athletic has reported that the Titans decision makers will be meeting with John Harbaugh at his home tomorrow. We will continue to discuss that now with our friend Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on OutKick. Hello, Hutton. How are you?
Doing well, Adam. Happy New Year. Mace, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, boy.
Happy New Year. Absolutely.
So, Hutton, we're just going to put that off to the side.
D-Mace
just glossing over that.
You guys are well.
We're just going to put that off to the side. And I want you to answer the question that Willie posed earlier in the show. So it's been reported that, as I just literally said, I guess, that the Titans decision makers are meeting with John Harbaugh at his home tomorrow. If you are the Titans, tell me the contingent you are bringing to Harbaugh's house.
Okay. Well, so I think it's imperative that they show the structure of the organization here. I think that Amy Strunk, by solidifying the hierarchy, so to speak, on that Friday before the season ended, is a reason. I think that's why they have a chance with this. It doesn't seem disorganized now, and I think they have to show that. I think Amy Strunk has to be there. I think Kenneth Adams needs to be there, and I would expect him to. Beyond that, you got to bring the head coach the general manager to go get his head coach. Chad Brinker as well. I mean, he's a part of the football operations, and I wouldn't be surprised if Burke Nihil and Adolfo Birch are a part of it as well.
Let me just, for context, let me tell you what the Giants reportedly have done in meeting with John Harbaugh. This is from the New York Post from earlier today. It is believed that the Giants are bringing Harbaugh to their team facility in East Rutherford, New Jersey in style, with co-owner Steve Tisch's private jet picking Harbaugh up in Baltimore.
Yep.
He met with Joe Shane. Co-owner John Mara has made a pitch. Chris Mara, the Giants senior personnel consultant, had lunch with Harbaugh in Baltimore and met with him at Harbaugh's home. Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning spoke with Harbaugh about the Giants. Apparently, so did Brian Daboll, who was extremely complimentary about the entire Giants operation and is believed to have assured Harbaugh that he would have no problem working with Shane. And Jackson Dart also reportedly met with John Harbaugh. So that's what the Giants did.
But that was at the facility, right?
Yes, that was at the facility. This is at Harbaugh's home.
And see, I think that's whatever his schedule's got going on there. I think, it's also, it gives him the advantage, right? Like, it's not like we're not going to let you leave without signing the deal kind of thing. Look, I think in a perfect situation, you send Borgonzi on the plane and you pick him up. You fly back with, he flies back with Borgonzi. They chat privately in a get-to-know-you situation, and then you open the door at the facility and you have your interview. That's how I think in a perfect situation it would be structured. But look, the Giants have the hard press on him now. They have checked all the boxes with all the rules and protocols about the Rooney Rule and all that. The Titans would have done that today with Mike McDaniel, I believe. So, look, if you want to hire John Harbaugh, your owner has to be at the first interview. I mean, look, he's interviewing the organization as much as the organization is interviewing him. Because if you want Harbaugh, you're not going to want to have a second interview. You know, you feel like if he leaves the facility or you leave without, you know, having a grand plan or a contract in place, you probably think he's headed to Atlanta or New York. But guys, I mean, this is it's a big moment for ownership for the Titans. I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised that Harbaugh has the Titans on his list, just based on what we have seen recently within the organization. But what a huge hire this would be for the franchise, for the fan base. Look, it sells tickets. Let's just put that out there too. It sells tickets, and there's not much that's selling right now for the Tennessee Titans. That would be a huge, a jump forward from where they were from a coaching situation.
Now, Hutt, you just mentioned some of the past sort of dysfunctions within this organization, but now that, you know, it seems like Amy got her ducks in a row as far as, you know, the chain of command, and I asked Willie and Adam this, why would, now that the season's over, now that you sit back and look at this team, why wouldn't you take the job outside of the money? Because I know ultimately you have to pay him upwards of $17, $18 million. So put the money aside. Why wouldn't you take a job like this?
Well, if I'm Harbaugh?
Yeah. Because she's
Atlanta,
already put
because
stuff
Atlanta's
in place.
Available. Atlanta has a much better roster right now. Mm-hmm. So does New York. From an offensive playmaking
standpoint. But Atlanta doesn't have their quarterback.
Right, but you have all the other pieces around. Like, you find your quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, if Harbaugh loves Cam Ward, that's great. That's a huge plus. And clearly he does because he has the Titans on his list, right? Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't I take the job for everything that we've sat through and covered over the last several years, Mace? I mean, like the lack of patience, lack of stability, continuity, like those things for him. I mean, that you would know, mm-hmm. you know about that organization with Baltimore. I mean, that's the Titans have been the opposite of that organization. But you know, you come in and you're working with a general manager who's going to be in year number two. He is very deliberate and goes about things behind the scenes, but he's a football guy. You know, like I think that it's a spot where I think Harbaugh would blend in well. He leads, but he doesn't have to be at the showman or the how do I say that? He doesn't have to be in the headlines. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have to be on camera. Like the stars are on the field. And he's still the alpha on the sideline. Like I think that's exactly what Borgonzi's been describing. And look, it would be a huge home run, not just from the name recognition, but by results of instant credibility, instant leadership, and instant trust in whatever process he would lay out to his team.
You're right, because this hire has to be the hire. This is the most important hire that they've had in recent years because of everything that is going on with this team and then moving into a new stadium. Willie brought up something interesting about, you know, putting – I think if I'm wrong with this, Willie, correct me – about like solely concentrating on Harbaugh, putting all your eggs in one basket. How can – do you think they can sort of pursue Harbaugh – but still, you know, put forth the effort they need to put forth with these other coaches, because it seemed like the Giants are all in. It seems like the Giants, it's like Harbaugh and everybody else, we'll think about y'all once Harbaugh makes his decision. Should the Titans operate in that fashion as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I would be all in as well. I mean, as far as the other candidates, you have a lot of unknowns. And the structure, like for everything that we've seen recently, Mace, the hire of Harbaugh would instantly turn things around 180 degrees. You know, the perception, I'm saying, of the stability, the hierarchy, the football department versus the entertainment department, all that wouldn't be a question. And you instantly have the guy who's been there, done that. Isn't planning on going anywhere anytime soon. Isn't going to, you know, stir the pot behind the scenes. Is going to adapt. You know, he goes from Flacco to Lamar Jackson. I mean, like, I think it's a great point, though. I mean, you have to be ready to go all in. Mm-hmm. The Titans should have the huge advantage here, because while they didn't know he was going to be available per se, they've known since October that they were going to be able to pitch the process of what they're wanting to build in the rebuild and why they're on track, even though the roster is depleted the way it is, why they went with Cam Ward, what they want from an offensive coordinator, play caller, defensively who they want to be and why Denard Wilson's not back. You know, things like that. Those are things that they should be able to crush because, I mean, they've known forever that they were going to be in this spot. It's not something that they have to throw together necessarily like, you know, whenever Mularkey was in or out in the playoff race and then all of a sudden they turn around and they interview three candidates, right? Like they're interviewing as many candidates as possible and they're balancing it well so far. I mean, so yeah, I mean, they should be ready to do this. Hop on the plane and go.
Do you think, this is maybe impossible to answer, so we all would have to have our own theory, but do you think John Harbaugh, after studying Dart and studying Cam Ward, would have a different offensive coordinator depending on which job he quote-unquote chooses?
That's a great question. Yes.
Or do you think he's already told his offensive coordinator, you're going to be my guy, we'll just figure out where we're going to go? Because I think he's about adapting. His philosophy is adapting to the talent you have, right?
Yeah, but I think what they've done so well in Baltimore, and it's not Cam Ward that would be doing this, what we've seen with Lamar, but it's the run-based offense, and then the quarterback then plays off of that and then makes you pay. Ward's got the arm. We know that. That's putting it all together and developing him into the going from good to great, going from great to elite. I think there's the management style. I think Harbaugh wants to run a certain style of offense, but also, like, Willie, we've seen him change quarterbacks, right? And do it about face on the, you know, according to Chris Mortensen, they drafted a wide receiver. So, you know, like, I view it as more, Dart's going to be out on the edge. He's going to run. He's going to do all those things that are going to put him in concussion protocol like he was a lot this year. And I think he was at least examined for a concussion like 10, 12 times throughout the season. Wasn't in protocol that often, but like that's something they've got to reel in. Cam Ward's the opposite, right? Like he's just going to stand in the pocket. He's going to move, but he didn't look to run until the final month of the season, really. I view it as a process of getting the run game going behind the Titans offensive line to me, that would be the surefire thing, but you can do that in New York as well. But I think the scheme, the style of the wide receiving core, all that they have a tight end there, all that's way different in New York. They're set up much better right now with just they're a year ahead of where the Titans hope to be. And I'm saying talent wise, you stack on top of the quarterback and you add the quarterback in the Giants instance. Look, they've got the premier receiver. To me, it's a totally different look than what Cam Ward would be providing.
Let's presume for a moment that Harbaugh will make his choice in the next couple of days.
Yep.
Do you think if the Titans don't get Harbaugh, they've got their next target set, or do you think there'll be a waiting period for the Salas and other guys to maybe shake out?
I think they want to talk with those coaches, next week? But look, I still fall back on this, Willie. Like, we haven't talked about Matt Nagy very much, but he's still in the mix for all this. You know, like, worst case scenario could still be the best case scenario for Borgonzi before they even knew these coaches were available. Chances are he's also interviewed his offensive and defensive coordinator during this process too, with who's available and who's come free. So I look at it like it's Matt Nagy if you don't get Stefanski or Harbaugh.
So Stefanski, I was going to ask you about Stefanski. You think he's still on the radar somewhere here?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to envision the type of coach that he described, but that Borgonzi described. There's only a handful of these guys. It's not Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel did a nice job with the offense in Miami, but Mike Borgonzi's not describing a guy that has, you know, a Lululemon up to his knees on the game day. You know what I mean? Like, there's a different vibe with who Borgonzi's describing. They interview McDaniel. Could he be the OC? Sure. Detroit's probably going to hire him if they can for OC. But I think a lot of these are just, and I would be doing the same thing, maybe not to the extent they're doing with the number of people, but there's no harm, no foul in interviewing as many people as I can. And look, like, I don't sit here and think that they've that Borgonzi's just pigeonholing himself into just one of his buddies from where he's worked for 17 years either. I think he's doing his due diligence, but there's a reason why they're hopping the plane and going to meet with Harbaugh. Have they reported why they're going to meet him at his house instead of him coming to the facility?
I have not seen such a report
as to yeah. why. Yeah, that is interesting.
That's not advantage Titans.
Yeah,
like the Giants had a huge advantage bringing him there. Atlanta, look, Atlanta's still in the mix too. Looks like they're trying to hire their coach before they hire their GM, which means it's going to be a first time general manager paired with a veteran head coach. It's very reminiscent of when they hired Callahan. They thought the coach was going to go down to Atlanta and they wouldn't let him leave the building. This is a much different scenario. Did you guys have any belief that Harbaugh would be interested here?
Really?
It's a short list.
No.
No. Yes and no, but leaning more toward no. But quick question here.
Yep.
Okay, he went to New York. I can understand why he went to New York. That's a flight. That flight is so quick, in and out.
Sure. Hey, don't put down B&A like that.
No, B&A is great, but it's a shorter flight to New York. Yes, B&A is great. Yeah. I love it. But I think a tail sign would be if the Titans leave and then he flies to Atlanta and meet with Atlanta.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be telling?
Yes.
In a sense, because you could have flew to Nashville, did what you had to do, and then flew to Atlanta. And knock two birds out with one stone.
Or he could drive and go to Bucky's on his way.
Yeah, he can go to Bucky's too. That would sell him on that.
He's always representing Bucky's.
There may be a very legitimate reason.
Check us in the mail.
A legitimate reason why he's got to do it this way. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't necessarily
I'm sure
know.
It is intriguing. I'm sure everybody's got that question though.
Yeah, I think he clearly wants to make up his mind pretty soon and put his staff together because this is very deliberate. If it's a schedule issue and he was like, I want to talk with the Titans, can you meet me here? Absolutely. You know, like it's interesting the Giants put on the full court press and he was still as steadfast in his stance of wanting to hear out the rest of the owners, which is great.
I mean, plot is thickened.
This is a huge benefit to the Titans if they this excels the rebuild. You know, like you hit the accelerator with this because you have stability with the revamp of the front office down, and now you've got the coach paired with the general manager that would show belief in the quarterback, the whole thing, going into the stadium. I mean, it would be a huge plus and something that was very unexpected coming from me.
Now, did Sean Payton fly out to Denver first, or did everybody from Denver come to him?
No, I don't know about the first time, Mace, but I
know
I do
he
know
eventually
that,
went out there. Yes,
yes, he went out there, and then he went to Houston as well. Mm-hmm. It came down to those two, and it also came down to what Aaron Rodgers were going to do, right? Whether or not he was going to leave or something like that, if I remember correctly. Point being, like Harbaugh can go wherever he wants to, man. You know, I think it's interesting who he's talking to and who he's not. And Diana Rossini, I heard the interview that Robbie and Ruxo had with her. I thought it was interesting the way she pointed out, like, he's not really interested in Green Bay if that comes open. You know, like she said he would appreciate the structure that the Titans have with Borgonzi as the general manager and he's the coach. Like he appreciates that. Again, like it's a different vibe than what I would have expected. And she even said that Amy Adams Strunk was a benefit in some of these interviews. That's great. Cool. I just haven't heard anything like that.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow has been our guest on D Mace Ving and the Donick. He joins us every Wednesday at 5:00. Hutton, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
I think he ends up in the AFC. I do.
Okay.
So not the Giants. Not the Giants.
Or the Falcons.
Or it could be the Falcons. Well, it could be the NFC. Again, I think he wants to go AFC. I do.
Okay, we'll see. Thanks, Hutton.
Yep.
615-737-1025. All right, we want to hear from you. Willie's question earlier. The report is that the Titans' decision makers are meeting with Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, that is, at his home tomorrow. Who are you bringing to attempt to seal the deal? You can be serious. You can be humorous. We'll take it all. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Ving, and we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.